MashaAllah, the time when the Quran Sharif Khatam takes place is a very Mubarak time. And the time of the acceptance of dua. Make a short dua, but from a short dua first audibly, and then a short dua silently. In the time we ask what our heart's needs are, and for the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu wa laka ash-shukru kulluhu. Allahumma la nuhsi thana'an alayka anta kama athmayt ala nafsik. جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نسألك موجبات رحمة وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا حاجة هي لك رضا إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم اغفر لأمتي سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ارحم أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اهدي وأصلح أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم فرج الكرب عن أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم اهد الناس جميعا اللهم اهد الناس جميعا اللهم اهد الناس جميعا اللهم اجعلنا هداة مهتدين غير ضالين ولا مضلين ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما واجعلنا للمتقين اماما واجعلنا للمتقين اماما ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد إله العالمين يا الله most merciful, most gracious, most kind, most loving Allah يا الله forgive us يا الله يا الله forgive all who made it minus us يا الله يا الله forgive the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم Allah, with the barakat of the khatam of the Quran Sharif, Ya Allah, make our complete maghfirat, Ya Allah. The maghfirat of our families, Ya Allah, of our friends and relatives, Ya Allah. Of the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah, accept the khatams of the Quran Sharif that have taken place, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, accept all the efforts that have been put into it, Ya Allah. The efforts of the students, Ya Allah. The efforts of those who have, Ya Allah, helped them, the asatizat, the palimat, the parents, Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. All those who played any role in facilitating it, Ya Allah. Accept one and all, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, make it a means of every khair and barakah, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, make it a means of the barakat of the Quran Sharif, Ya Allah. Descending in our homes, Ya Allah. Descending in our community, Ya Allah. Descending in the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ilahul Alameen, make us amil bil Quran, Ya Allah. Enable us to live the Quran Sharif, Ya Allah. Enable us to recite the Quran Sharif in abundance daily, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Grant us the true adab and respect of the Quran Sharif, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, grant us the true love of the Quran Sharif, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, make us the true ummatis of Nabi Kareem, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah, save us from the ways of the Yahud and Nasara, Ya Allah. Allah, throughout the world, Ya Allah, wherever the Muslims are, in any pain, suffering, hardship, remove it with afiyat, Ya Allah. Grant afiyat to each one in their deen, Ya Allah. Afiyat in dunya, Ya Allah. Allah, protect each one's iman and amal, Ya Allah. Protect each one's life, wealth and honor, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah, grant total afiyat, Ya Allah. To our brothers and sisters of Gaza, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, remove their difficulties, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah, you grant them your special help, Ya Allah. Your special nusrat, Ya Allah. Your special fazal and karam descend on them, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah, grant them victory over their enemies, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah, you grant every khair and barakah, Ya Allah. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين والحمد لله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد قل بفضل الله وبرحمته فبذلك فليفرحوا هو خير مما يجمعون صدق الله العظيم. People get excited, very very happy with various things. Somebody gets excited over some material gift and bounty that somebody gave them. Whatever is obviously within the limits of deen and shariat, that too is a thing to be appreciating, Allah Ta'ala's gift and bounty. Allah forbid people get very excited over futile things too. And worse than that is, Allah forbid sometimes people get excited over haram. They get very, very elated if somebody has offered them some haram. How much of shukr we have to make that today Allah Ta'ala gave us an opportunity to celebrate that which is Allah's kalam. Saved us from that situation where we were getting or would have been getting excited about something futile. Allah forbid worse, something haram. We have been attaching our heart somewhere else. It's only Allah's gift. It's only Allah Ta'ala's bounty. This is not any personal achievement of anybody. And therefore we have to be very, very grateful to Allah Ta'ala for all His ni'mat and bounties, and especially the bounty of the Quran Sharif, a bounty of this magnitude, which we can never ever imagine the reality of it in dunya. The reality will open out in the akhirat. So this is a bounty to be truly very, very grateful for. The Sahaba-i-Kiram understood these realities. Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, the very well-known hadith about the tasbihat that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bestowed her with. So the entire incident is well known to us. We hear it often that she had to do all the work herself, all the hard chores she used to take care of personally. And we're not talking about the chores of this zamana. We're talking about the chores of that time. We didn't start off with perhaps maybe just to heat the rotis. It started off with grinding the flour. So, very difficult chores, and everything she was taking care of herself. So when she heard that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now some slaves had come, so some slave woman, she came to request as a helper. That was no small thing, it was a very big thing at that time to be possessing a slave to assist in all the day-to-day things. It was a very big thing. And she came to inquire or request, but then because there were other men present, her haya, her modesty and shame did not allow her to speak in the presence of others. So she decided not to ask anything that at that moment in time, and she went away. So this was her haya and her modesty, which became such a big lesson again. In any case, later that evening, that night, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to their home. And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu is relating the Hadith Sharif. He says that we've already gone to now rest for the night. And that's when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came. And he instructed, you remain where you are, don't even wake up. And he came and sat in between us. And then he inquired what was the need, what was the issue, what had brought Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu anha. So Ali radiallahu anhu explained, this is the issue. She does all these chores, difficult chores. The whole day she's busy with all this. And who we are talking about? We are talking about the Queen of Jannah. We are talking about the most beloved daughter of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And she is now undertaking all this. In any case, now she had come, so Ali radiallahu anhu is explaining that she came for this purpose to request. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard this entire request. No father on earth can have even a fraction of that amount of love and care and concern for his daughter than Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. Because the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, their hearts are filled with shafqat and muhabba to a level we can't understand, we can't imagine. So that shafqat that she would have had, that muhabbat he would have had for his own daughter, what are we going to understand that? So that father who had that level of shafqat and muhabbat, and that daughter who's the Queen of Jannah, now had this need, But what did he offer her in return? He said, should I tell you something better? And then he offered them and presented to them the tasbihat, which we know as tasbih Fatimi. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is better for you, khairun laki min khadimin. Better for you than a helper, than a slave woman that will assist in all the chores. And Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu anha's response wholeheartedly accepted. Not a iota of any reservation about it, or some sense of deprivation. And I wanted this person to help, and now instead of that I'm getting this tasbihat. So I, so to say, lost out in some way. Maybe not entirely lost out, but I got left out in this very important thing that I wanted. Not an iota of any reservation. Wholehearted happiness on this bounty and gift in place of what she had come to ask. So now they understood that what was their requirement, what a big help it would have been. This was a very valuable position to have had in that time, and all the help and whatever. But there's no comparison between what she came to ask for and what she got. And therefore, she was elated over this. Because the Sahaba-e-Kiram, they understood the value of deen and the amal of deen and all the bounties of deen. So likewise, those were the tasbihat that she was so elated about. We can't imagine how their hearts will burst over the whole Quran Sharif. So this was their value for deen. So imagine what day, what elation, what kind of happiness would have been on every ayat, on every surah, and the whole Quran Sharif, we can't imagine. Any case, this is what Allah Ta'ala has now made much more easier for us nowadays. Maybe going back some 20, 30 years ago, this was a very rare thing, especially that young girls would embark on the journey of hifz and become hafizah of the Quran Sharif. This was not a often heard thing. If not 20, 30 years, then 40, 50 years ago, it was hardly ever heard. Very rare. This is Allah Ta'ala's special ni'mat. This is the special rahmat of Allah Ta'ala on our country, on our communities, in our homes. Allah Ta'ala has opened the path for this. So number one, we should be super happy about it. فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ Allah says, this is what's worthy of celebration. This is better than all the things of dunya people amass. So this is number one, to feel that happiness in our hearts. This is not a simple effort, it's a long journey. A lot of effort goes into it. The effort of those who are undertaking the journey of hifz themselves, the students. Then their parents, and many times it's the mothers that make far more effort than the fathers also. No offense meant to any father here. So this is, alhamdulillah, the effort that so many people put in the whole process. But mashallah, this entire group effort and the primary effort of the asatiza and the students, Allah Ta'ala's fazl and karam, purely by His grace, this reaches its completion. Despite all the efforts, the bottom line is, it's purely Allah Ta'ala's grace and mercy. So to be very grateful for that. The other part of this is that it takes a couple of years, somebody 2 years if they're very fast and quick, sometimes lesser. Otherwise, average 3 to 4 years, maybe somebody 5 years, to become a hafiz of the Quran Sharif. Become a hafiz of the Quran Sharif. But it takes a lifelong to remain a hafiz. It takes a lifelong not only of constant recitation, but it takes a lifelong of amal to be raised as a hafiz of the Quran Sharif. That just as we have to be constant on the recitation of the Quran Sharif, we have to make every effort to be making amal on the Quran Sharif so that we are raised as people of the Quran Sharif on the day of Qiyamah. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala accept, mashallah, all the efforts that we made, and the efforts of the parents, the efforts of the mothers, of the children, the efforts of the asatiza, the muallimat, and all those who facilitated this in any way, those who made dua, those who played any role in it, Allah accept one and all, make it a source of great khair and barakah. Allah Ta'ala keep this legacy continuing in the progenies to come till Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala make us all the true bearers of the Quran Sharif in every sense of the word, and raise us on the day of Qiyamah as the bearers of the Quran Sharif. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.